Hey Matilda, have you done any further work on the research project? I spoke to the professor yesterday and he's had some interesting results so far.
Yes, I've been analyzing the data we've received, and the results are similar to those the professor talked about. The recording devices have been spread out throughout the faculty building, and we're able to get results from many sources.
That's interesting, but there are some ethical issues that need to be addressed in relation to this. The school has very high standards regarding this, and it's important we take the issue seriously.
Right. Are there any major problems that we should be worried about that might affect the integrity of the research? If so, we need to address them straight away.
Well, the main issue is about the consensus of the children involved in the study. It isn't clear whether they've all agreed to take part in the experiments. The professor was filming his daughter in secret, and she was unaware of this. Now his daughter is only 3 years old, so it might be difficult getting someone so young to understand what they're taking part in. But we need to take it seriously. As I said, we don't want to be accused of being unethical.
I see. Yes, you're right. I suggest we'd better develop a consent form for parents to fill in.
I think that's the best way to go about it. Now, I know there were some other issues that were raised. Can you please explain to me what some parents said? I'm not entirely sure I followed.
Yes, some expressed a concern that speaking to their children with less complex language structures would negatively affect their child's language development. But that isn't the case. Parents have no need to worry in that regard, as the language acquisition process is in no way affected by this sort of interaction.
Okay, well, that's fairly obvious from the results, I suppose.
The tools we use to collect data have been refined and broadly applied in multiple research areas.
Yes, I spoke to the professor about that yesterday.
Right, anyway, I've already made a start on writing up some of the research results, and one of the more fascinating findings relates to the way in which language is acquired. Most people begin studying a language at its roots and try to understand the basis of the individual words. For me, though, I find it more beneficial to acquire individual vocabulary items and language structures rather than understanding the fundamentals.
I think that's an approach preferred by many linguistics experts, especially those who work in education and language training. It's important to make a distinction between mastering a new language and simply being able to use it for conversational purposes. As for myself, the process of language use is to try out new learning processes, without fear of making mistakes. Of course, in some cultures and learning environments, making mistakes is not acceptable, and this is a real drawback for the students. I agree with most of that, especially the idea that making mistakes is a necessary part of the learning process.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation,